You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Bigger rewards for artists, but is it really the start of a music streaming revolution? Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain in for Liana today. Great to have your company. Yeah, right now, artists, and we'll need to use some air quotes here, like this, make the same money for a 30-second play as artists like Harry Styles.
I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
Those were the examples the French streaming platform Deezer raised as it announced a deal with Universal Music to try and boost the cash artists make from streaming platforms. For many in the music industry, change in the financial model is long overdue. But does this go far enough? Geeta Benzela, Chief Operating Officer at Deezer, told us more.
So what we are changing at Deezer is primarily that we are putting the artist and their engagement with users in the center of our thinking. That means every artist is still paid under the current system, but we are giving a so-called double boost to genuine artists. And that means artists that have a minimum of 1,000 streams per month and a minimum of 500 unique listeners. And we want to better reward the artist and the music that the fans value the most. And we are giving a boost to fans actively engaging with providers.
Right, so if people searched for, say, their favorite artist actively, they would get a boost for that, right?
Search, personal playlists, music libraries, and curated playlists, as opposed to lean-back listening provided by algorithmic recommendations.
If everybody, including my washing machine or the rain falling here in Manchester, is still going to get paid something, though, where is the money coming from to give that double boost or quadruple boost to those artists being searched for or being actively played?
From their fans, from our subscribers. They are paying a monthly subscription for our premium services that is differentiated. They pay per month 11 to 17 euro, depending on the market, depending on the...
But on presumably the your margin comes down, right? If you're having to pay out more of that and you're still paying for the rain to get paid as well.
Well, that's actually a very good point, because we've also announced that we are going to replace what we call functional music with our own in-house produced music. We've launched a health and wellness app called Zen by Deezer, so we will not rely moving forward on third parties to provide this content, but we will gradually replace it with content that we produce ourselves.
Interesting. One of the other kind of fears, and we've heard from a couple of Manchester bands this morning across the BBC, echoing this, is that this only actually benefits the absolutely enormous artists, the Drakes, the Miley Cyruses, the Taylor Swifts, and not actually those bands who've got active fan bases but are not the giants of the industry, that actually they will still lose out from this.
It is a new system we are introducing, and we will monitor it carefully and see whether the concerns that are raised, and which I can absolutely understand, are going to materialize. And we have an agile system because we don't want to exclude any genuine artist from benefiting from this system. But when you look at the cap which we've introduced for the double boost, which is the minimum of 1,000 streams and 500 unique listeners, every professional artist, every artist that resonates with users is able to achieve that. And we at Deezer, we continue to be committed to support emerging artists through a variety of programs. Might it be editorial playlisting, might it be live sessions, might it be recorded studio sessions. So we continue, in line with our editorial independence, to support artists to actually make a living, being able to make a living from their music.
Can they, though? Because even with these raises, I mean, 10% of what they're making, artists have been telling us for years, they're making pence off some of these streams, 10% on pence. Is that really going to make much difference?
I truly believe the big difference in introducing the system is triggering a change in the industry and finally putting those in the center of our interest that should be there. And these are the artists and the users. If this system already allowing everyone who produces a quality song to make a living from it, probably not. But you also need to have in mind competition is fierce. We are currently hosting a catalog that is larger than 100 million songs. That's not only on Deezer, that's every other music streaming service. Every day we have about 120,000 songs being uploaded to our platform. To break through in this environment requires effort that go far beyond engaging with a music streaming service or all of us. It goes into using other channels, developing a brand, etc. So we are setting the stage for artists to succeed by triggering the change in mindset and culture that has been overdue. But it requires the whole ecosystem in the music industry to ultimately deliver a satisfying solution for the majority of artists.
Universal are obviously a huge label with huge acts on it, but they are just one record label. Is this the beginning, do you think, Geeta, of similar relationships like this with other record companies?
Absolutely. This is very important for us to clarify that this is not only affecting Universal artists. We are currently in discussions with other labels, majors and indie labels, with distributors to share our insights, to share our thinking and to bring them on board with this system.
Geeta Bensoula, Chief Operating Officer at the streaming service Deezer. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, Deezer not the only ones trying to tackle that issue of cash for white noise makers. Either Spotify too looking at changing its payment systems for that. So an industry-wide issue there. Let's check in on the numbers now. Yeah, and more disappointing data from China has meant more disappointment for Asian stocks this morning. China's exports fell 8.8% in August compared with a year earlier, marking the fourth consecutive month of decline. And that sent shares on the Shanghai Composite Index and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down almost 1.5% today. Now, if you were with us earlier this week, you'll know Liana was taking a look at how working from home had changed an office district in London. Well, today we're off to India, where the software company Zoho is trialling what you might call working from the village. The idea is to help employees enjoy a more affordable lifestyle while also boosting rural communities. The BBC's Nikhil Inamdar has been to visit.
Milking her cows at the crack of dawn. This is Santhia's daily routine before she goes to train as a tech professional at Zoho. It's a $5 billion technology enterprise that's brought skilled tech jobs to her rural hamlet in southern India's Tamil Nadu state.
My parents would not have allowed me to go to a big city to study or work. But now, because this company has come here, I can do a job.
Vignesh, who's been working for Zoho for the past decade, left the big city of Chennai 6 years ago and came back to his village when Zoho set up shop. Living here allows Vignesh to follow his other big passion while doing his day job as a busy techie, cultivating a forest.
Working here allows me to live near my parents. The weather is much nicer and I'm close to nature. I can do things like creating this forest.
India's big cities are choking with traffic and pollution. Millions spend precious hours of their day in long commutes. But here at Zoho's village office, literally in the middle of nowhere, hundreds of engineers are working to build world-class software. The company believes you don't need to be in the big city to do that. And its rural offices are an experiment that hope to address many problems: decongesting the big cities, halting brain drain from the villages, and bringing about a rural revival.
There's complete parity on how much we pay a developer or a programmer.
Zoho now wants to create 100 such village offices across the world, says Praval Singh, its head of marketing.
We are able to retain people for longer terms. And I think that's the biggest value add for a company like us, which looks at it long term.
But is living in the village really good for your career? I asked Shiv Agarwal, a recruiter who places thousands of white-collar workers into companies every year.
You probably land up having a better quality of life personally, but that comes at a price. There are many push factors, right, that push us towards looking at urban areas. For one, just more opportunity, the ability to network, higher pay, So a lot of that lands up pushing us towards, you know, moving out of villages into big cities.
The quiet stillness of the evening at this rural campus, away from the bustle of the big city, is not for everyone. But 1 in 10 Indians who moved to the village during the pandemic have not returned to the big city. Rural offices like Soho's will only enable more to make that choice. In Tenkasi, India, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
Plenty more from our city series and our interview with Deezer on the podcast. You can search for ours both on Deezer or wherever you get yours from. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.